Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show. This is Zurian, and as always, I hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for me, I am doing fine. The topic of today's show is, I can't really say it's about getting yourself unstuck, but some unstuckness is actually probably going to be discussed in this. But today's show is pushing some of your limits. I know that may be getting a few people, what are you talking about, pushing some of my own limits or pushing some of your own limits? What I'm talking about is that most of us are, again, as you may have heard at one time before, most of us are sad shadows of what we should be. And most of us are also spending more time on things that don't matter than we are on the things that do matter. So we're wasting something that we can't afford to waste. What is that thing that we're wasting that we can't afford to waste? That thing is time. So if you're wasting time, then that also means you're probably wasting talent, you're wasting experience, you're wasting knowledge. And there are tons of people out there, all jokes aside, there really are millions of people out there that could use that experience, those talents, those skills, those abilities. Sometimes some of those people could just use your ear. Sometimes you need to use your own ear, because a lot of us are spitting out and spewing toxicity. And what is toxicity, everyone? Toxicity is bad. Toxicity is something that you don't want in your life, in your house, in your body, in your heart, in your mind, or in your soul, correct? But yet and still, a lot of us are spilling out a lot of toxicities. We're actually, the things that come out of our mouth, be it that we're supposed to be religious or not religious, whether we're atheists or not, whether we believe we're good people or not, well, I guess if you don't believe you're a good person, it doesn't really matter. But we are constantly and have got to stop sharing and spreading all of this negativity in our lives, in our families, in our loved ones, in our workplaces, in our social interactions, in our children. We've got to stop letting these toxicities bleed over into not only the lives that we've decided to occupy, but into the other people who actually share space with us as we are living on this planet. It just amazes me how many people will push out some type of negativity on The Secret or make some type of complaint, but they're not man enough or woman enough to stand up, speak up, and say what they have to say to the individual that they have a problem with. First off, let me tell you right now, if you don't have the heart, the balls, the integrity, or the personal self-respect for yourself or the other person that you're talking about to talk to them in their face, especially if we're talking about me, then guess what? You don't deserve my attention. You don't deserve my time. You don't deserve any of the things in which I would give you by being upset, annoyed, or bothered by your actions. The reason that I'm sharing this with some of you is because a lot of you are not aware of what you're doing, or you're aware of what you're doing and you don't see the problem in it. However, you would greatly see the problem in it if someone was doing it to you. There's an old saying. It says, do unto others as they have done unto you. Well, guess what? When you start spitting out negativities, when you start sharing your scuttlebutt with other people, your likes or dislikes, and in most cases we're talking about your dislikes or disapprovals, well, guess what? You're living outside of your limits. You're actually living in somebody else's sphere. You're also spreading and pushing negativity and toxicity into other people's lives, because what are you doing? You're doing probably what you've done most of your life. You're passing the buck to someone else. You're trying to get somebody else to be responsible for your inability to be responsible and for somebody else to actually make right what you've probably made very, very wrong and will continue to make wrong. Well, today, ladies and gentlemen, you need to stop doing that. You need to take ownership of your own garbage. You need to wipe your own tuchus, so to speak. All right? Stop spreading your crap into other people's lives. So what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about positivity, being positive. We're going to talk about negativity, which you've heard a lot of in the last few minutes that we've been talking. You're going to talk about belief. You're going to talk about communication and the power of communication. We're going to talk about mindset, and we're going to talk about you. Why are we talking about you? Because you are the architect of what comes out of your mouth and also what you accept into your brain and decide to share with other people. Your actions, your joys, your pleasures, your sadnesses, your happinesses, your good, your bad, your evil. You decide whether you're going to let those dogs out or off their leashes. That's right. It's you. If you have a problem with another human being, guess what you ought to be man enough or woman enough to do? You should be man enough or woman enough to confront that individual, share with them your dislikes or your displeasures, and then be willing to, again, be man enough or woman enough to accept the consequences of your actions. Why am I saying this? The reason I'm saying this is because lately, well, not just lately, all my life, I've been bombarded, and I'm sure you have too, with people that want to complain and whine and bitch and moan and groan and complain and tear your ear off and talk about other people. Well, me personally, if you want to tell me your story, I will listen. However, only person that can fix your problem is who? You. The only person that can answer your question is you and the individual that you have a problem with. No one else can fix your problem. If you feel as though someone's wronged you and you haven't actually confronted the individual that you feel has done something unjustly to you, then guess what? You are just as fault, if not more at fault, than that person. Why do I say that? I say that because in many instances, that person that you have a problem with isn't really aware why you have a problem with them. They may be aware that you're mad with them. They may be aware that you're upset with them. But they still, even though they may have seen your subtle signs, unless you're one of those people that's smiling out of your face and frowning in your heart, they've seen your outward signs and understand that you don't like them, but they don't even know what you don't like them for. Here's the interesting thing, and when I say getting out of your own way and realizing your own limits, you are shooting yourself in the foot. Because if you're mad at me, and I know you're mad at me, but I don't know why you're mad at me, then I'm going to be mad at you. Why? Because you won't tell me why you're mad at me, or because you haven't told me why you're mad at me, or because I'm trying to figure out what it is that I did. And guess what? The thing that I'm probably going to associate with you being mad at me is probably not, I repeat, not the thing that you're mad at me for. Why? Because whenever it was that happened, you were paying attention at that point. And unless I intentionally upset you, which is what most people think, which is usually almost rarely the case, unless I'm aware that I upset you, then I don't even know when I upset you or why you're upset. Sounds pretty logical, right? Can anybody fix what they don't know about? Of course not. If you don't know that the hose on your car is about to go and you're about to have no brakes, then when you hit them and you find out that you don't have any brakes, what do you have? You have a surprise, okay? If you knew that tomorrow was your last day on the planet, would you have done some things differently yesterday? Of course you would have. If you had known that your aneurysm that you didn't even know you had was going to burst when you went to go play basketball, would you have gone to play basketball or football or hockey or gym or going to your down the stairs or up the stairs or whatever it is that you did? No. So the same thing applies for all of you people, human beings, that won't take responsibility and address the things that you need to address, that won't take responsibility and understand that, first off, no one can make you mad. Only you can make you mad. The only person that's got the power to upset you is you. The only person that has the power to dictate what you will and won't do is you, unless you're in prison. Because if you're in prison and you're physically incarcerated, of course, there's some limitations as to what you can do. but you still, even in prison, have some choice. So, with that said, ladies and gentlemen, positive mindset. Your prejudices are just that. They're your prejudices. So don't take those prejudices and bring them into somebody else's positive mindset or positive life. Get the facts. Most people don't have the facts. They don't have the required information to take action or to make a decision. Make a decision. A lot of people that do have all the facts to make all of the decisions won't make the correct decision. Why? Because their prejudices have a tendency to raise their heads. So now, it's not that you don't have all the information. It's not that you don't know what to do. It's that you refuse to do it because it's John that you don't want to do it for, or it's Susie that you don't want to do it for. So now you're going to do the bait and switch thing. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not the art of war. However, some of those things that Sun Tzu talked about are definitely alive and in practice. However, that's a book that I would advise you to read. Why? Because evidently you've missed the point. The point about life is to be happy. The point about being on this planet and being able to interact with other human beings is to not only be happy, but to help other people become happy. I think most of us are trapped in a mindset where we're so locked into me, 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 I, entertain me, entertain me, entertain me, that we've become numb to actual human interaction. Because we are so numb to human interaction, and we don't understand that just because we don't like something doesn't mean that it's bad, or just because something's not for us doesn't mean that it shouldn't be for anybody. We've become jaded. We've become toxic. And in some cases, we've become toxic to ourselves. Guys, I want you to put your hand on your stomach, okay? Now, what I want you to do is put your hand on your chest. When you take your hand, guys, and you go down, if your hand comes out more than an inch from your stomach, guess what? You're playing Mr. Pregnant. You're not pregnant. You're also not in good shape. You may not like physical exercise, but that doesn't mean that you can't take care of yourself. That doesn't mean that you can't do moderate exercise so that you can feel better, think better, and be better. Ladies, all right, go underneath your chest and do the same thing. Again, if you have the same response, then you need to work on that. If you choose not to, that is your choice. Don't go and ask your man, do you look fat? You're fat, okay? You're out of shape. If he's willing to agree with that and you're willing to agree with that, be happy, be well, and do what you need to do. But stop asking people a stupid question. The stupid question is, you're fat. You're out of shape. If you go to run up a flight of stairs and at the end of the top of that stairs you are breathing heavily, you're out of shape, okay? If you don't have 2 years or at least a year's worth of salary, savings put away for if something happens to your job so that you can continue to function as you look for another job or make your change of your career, guess what? You're not financially taken care of. You've got some issues. And those issues are money. The number one reason that most people divorce or separate is what? Money, finances. Somebody said to me a couple of years ago, if no finance, there's no romance. Ladies, I know he loves you and you love him and vice versa. However, don't confuse the two. Finances have destroyed a lot of people. You know, I was listening to something today that I thought was really funny. A gentleman was talking about the fact that most of the things that we know, most of the things that we accept, and most of the things that we do were set down by somebody else. They were taught to us. They weren't natural. Those things that weren't natural are the things that, again, were taught to us. And they were talking about how some guy looked down one day and said, I really like this thing. What is it? It's called gold. I'm going to put a value on that. Now you have a phone bill that's $1,800. Why? Because your phone bill is too high. Because somebody put an attachment on that and gave it value. We live in an industrial economical environment. In this industrial economical era that we live in, do you know, ladies and gentlemen, that 200 years ago, there was no such thing as the mechanism that we have today? You didn't work in a factory. You worked in a little thing, and you built your own stuff. You made your own wheels. You grew your own food. You raised your own animals. You killed your own animals, all of the above. Somebody in the Economical Times said, hey, guess what? That's not going to work. Now, if you're African-American, then guess what? It even goes back further than that because you just actually got accepted into the world as a whole. Why? Because of racism and, of course, the fact that slavery was alive. So, anyway, that's a whole other subject. Let's not even go down that road. Ladies, I know a lot of you are talking about the fact that you can't find any good men out there. And you'll go to somebody like me or someone else and you'll say, you know, I really enjoy talking to you, Zurian, because, you know, there's really no good men out there. There's no longer any good men out there. Well, guess what? There are plenty of good men out there. Just like there are plenty of good women out there for some of you guys that say that there's nobody like Mom. Guess what? When Mom was 15 or 16, Mom wasn't like Mom. And ladies and gentlemen, again, on both sides of the spectrum, there are great people out there. There are good people out there. Here's the question. Where are you searching and where are you looking? What are you looking for? Are you the thing that you want? You want a good, you want a trusting, you want a soulful man or woman. However, are you a good and a trusting and soulful person yourself? You want somebody that's going to be responsible. Are you responsible? You want somebody that's not going to be argumentative. Are you argumentative? You want somebody that's going to be financial and fiscal. You want somebody that's going to be a good parent. Are you a good parent? Are you a good role model? Are you a good steward of yourself? What are you doing to live the dream that you want other people to live for you? Nobody can live through your eyes. Only you can live through your eyes. Nobody can be the you that you want to be if you're not being the you that you want to be. You may not deserve that good man. And when ladies and gentlemen, too, ladies, when you come up to me or someone like me or men, when you come up to a woman and you start telling her that most women aren't like you or there's not a whole bunch like you, you just disrespected her. How did you disrespect her? You just told her that her race, well, not her race, her gender are lacking. You believe you just gave her a compliment, but you just downplayed her entire race. What if she's just as much of a knuckle-knuckle as you are a knuckle-knuckle or some of the other knuckle-knuckles that you're talking about? So now you're telling her the opposite of what you actually meant to say. Everybody is an individual. Each individual has its own skills, its own talents, its own contributions. Each person that can hear the sound of my voice is special, except some of you people are special in a bad way or in a way that most people don't consider a good special. That's probably a better way to put it. So, positive mindset. Positive mindset means when you wake up in the morning, you smile. When you wake up in the morning, you feel a smile, not only on your face, but in your body position, in your life, in your heart, in your being. Okay, that's what you call positive. That's what you call a positive mindset. That negativity that you push out first thing in the morning is the negativity that you're going to push out all the day long, every day of your life. Again, if you want to be happy, make up your mind to be happy and do it. I believe it was Benjamin Franklin that said, every person is as happy or as sad as they make up their mind to be. Every person is as successful or unsuccessful as they make up their mind to be. What have you made up your mind to be? Are you living within the limits of your possibilities? Or are you living within the limits of your probabilities? And I don't even mean probabilities is what's going to happen. I'm talking about if you're expecting negative, are you living within the possibility and the probability of negative? Or are you living in the possibility and the probability of infinite greatness because you're going to do everything to be, do, and have the things that you want to have, so to create that reality? What is it that you're living in? What is it that you want? What is it that you're willing to do to prove that you deserve the things that you claim or feel that you deserve? That's another really good one. Do you really feel that you deserve to be happy? To have a good relationship, to have good health, to be able to do the things that you want to do, to have the finances in which you want to do, or want to have. Most people don't. They want to claim that they do, but if they did, then they would stop self-sabotaging themselves and then creating misery and then living off that woe is me mindset. The reason, let's be honest, ladies and gentlemen, the reason that most people are negative is because they've decided to be negative. The reason that most people don't succeed is because they refuse to do what's necessary to find success. They refuse to network. They refuse to belittle themselves. However, they'll work for someone else on their dreams harder than they'll work on their own, and then want to complain when that person that they've been working to help them create their dreams doesn't feel as though they've stepped up enough, doesn't feel as though they've raised the bar. I remember one time I had a supervisor tell me something that I actually took very offensive. And why did I take it offensive? Because the guy said to me, after I had, all jokes aside, earned them millions of dollars. Remember something. No employer is going to hire you nor keep you unless you're worth far more than they're willing to pay you. They're also not going to keep you or continue to pay you, especially if you work in an industry where your pay is based on your production, unless you're producing enough to pay their salary and several other people's salary plus overhead. So let's get it straight. Let's not get it twisted right from the beginning. If you weren't worth your salt, you wouldn't have been there. And if you weren't worth your salt when you got there, you wouldn't have been there long, maybe a year. You wouldn't have been there 2. You wouldn't have been there 3. You wouldn't have been there 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10. Okay, so let's put it where it's supposed to be. Ladies and gentlemen, you are a priceless entity. Some of you, as far as your character and your personality, you may not be worth a crap. But as far as what you were made for, you have greatness within you, and you are capable of phenomenal things. Now, does everybody step up to the plate? Heck no. Some people don't even freaking get out of the bed in the morning. And do some people make crazy money and don't do half as much work as you may do? Of course they do. But that's got nothing to do with this conversation. We are talking about you being all that you can be. We are talking about you working outside of the limits that you have already set up for yourself, which are, guess what? In most cases, it's almost like not getting out of the bed. Because your standards are low, your expectations are high, but your activity and your ability to execute the things in which you want to execute or say you want to execute are extremely poor. Your track record blows. Your actions speak for themselves. I don't care how much money you make, and guess what? Nobody else does either, except somebody that's already trying to probably defraud you out of most of it. Those are the only people that truly care about how much money you make. Those are the only people who care about what kind of car you drive. Because guess what? The same person that you're trying to impress, like they say, if you knew how much people didn't care about you, you would stop caring about what people think. So, with that said, ladies and gentlemen, are you living within the parameters of life that life has already given you the opportunity to experience, or are you a poor example of a human being? Are you somebody that is really just doing enough to get by? Are you one of those people that's doing enough to just not get fired? Are you one of those people that in a relationship you're talking about when they give 50%, I'll give 50%? Are you in that type of world where you're limited by the limitations that you put upon yourself, not even realizing that somebody else's expectations of you have nothing to do with your reality? What has to do with your reality is your expectations of you, and are those expectations that you do have poor? Are they low? Are they substandard, or are you working to live the dream that you were meant to live? Ladies and gentlemen, if you are living below your standards, guess what? You have the power to change all of that. Not tomorrow, not next week, not in 10 years, not when you get your degree, not when you get a better job, not when you find another relationship, not when you get a new house, new apartment, new car, new watch, new shoes, new strings, pay your phone bill, pay your gas bill, none of that stuff. Get your kids out of the house, or get your kids into the house, or have a baby or don't have a baby, or get married or whatever. None of that is irrelevant. What's relevant is that you have the ability, the power, to change all of that right now. It's another year for you to be fabulous. If you haven't been fabulous, then it's the year for you to begin. When do you start? You start now. Right now. Not in an hour, not in 10 minutes, not in 2 weeks, not in 2 months, not next year. Right now, you start to become the best person that you can be. How are you going to do that? You're going to do that by first changing your attitude one day at a time. Everything happens one day at a time. You didn't become a knucklehead overnight. You became more a knucklehead over time. All right? You're not going to become great overnight. You become great over time. You already have all the abilities and all the tools. Stop waiting for God to send you a sign, or God sent you a life. That was your sign. God sent you, allowed you to breathe this morning. That was your sign that you were given another chance to start this day over. to actually be the person that you were meant to be. I don't care if it's hot. I don't care if it's cold. I don't care if your drink is spiked. I don't care what you're doing. Right now, you need to work on being the best you that you can possibly be. And that starts with a decision, and that decision has to come from you. Nobody else can put it in your mind. Nobody else can put it in your heart. You have to accept it and then move forward. If you've got a bunch of nay-nay people or nay-nay sayers, people that steal your dreams, people that steal your desires, not your desires, people that steal your spark, then guess what? Remove them. Get them out of your house. Step away from your TV. Step away from the books. Stop reading the books that aren't going to enhance you and make you better. Do you have everything that you need? No. How many people have you helped today? How many people have you given to? How many people have you listened to? Or are you waiting for everybody to listen to you? Most of us are self-fulfilling prophecy, except the prophecies are really sad. They're really down. Most conversations are not conversations. They're a dialogue. They're a script. That person is going through the motions, saying what they need to say or what they feel they need to say, or in some cases what they feel you want to hear. They're not even listening to you. They're not even paying attention to what it is that they're saying. They're their own little delusional world, and you just happen to be holding space in it right now because they're in front of you. Life is a dream or a nightmare. Which are you going to choose? Are you going to choose the dream of life, or are you going to choose to experience the nightmare? Are you going to continue to be around zeros, or are you going to go and find yourself some heroes and then become a hero with them? Are you going to keep waiting for life to give you an opportunity, or are you going to find every opportunity you can to have the life that you want to have? Are you going to keep waiting for something to happen? Are you waiting for Prince Charming and no Prince Charming comes? Can you defend yourself? Can you physically defend yourself? Have you ever actually had an altercation? If you've never had one, great, fantastic, outstanding. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't prepare yourself to be able to defend yourself now. Can you read? Can you write? Of course. Why did you learn that? Because you needed those tools to move on in life. Well, guess what? You also need to take physical care of yourself and learn how to protect yourself. Why? Because you never know when your number is going to come up. And if you're not ready to handle the mission that comes in front of you, when the opportunity to actually execute is presented, good, bad, or indifferent, then guess what? The end is always going to be bad. It's always going to be non-fulfilling. It's always not going to be what you need it to be. So, ladies and gentlemen, we all have stresses. We all have pains. We all have things that we're not happy about. But guess what? You control the outcome. And as you make little tweaks in your life, you'll be able to have more control over when the outcomes are there or be ready for the situations when the things that you don't want to happen, happen. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, your life is up to you. Your happiness, your joy is up to you. If you're out of shape and you like being out of shape, then that's fine. Enjoy your life and enjoy all of the things that are going to come from you being out of shape. Even if your life expectancy isn't the greatest as far as length, wouldn't you want to be able to have as healthy and as happy a time in this world that you have for the time that you have it? Again, it's something to think about. If you knew that you weren't going to get tomorrow, would you be doing what you're doing today? Would you be with the people that you're with? Would you be having the activities that you're having? Or would you be doing something else? Would you be trying to get your life? Would you be trying to get your life in order? Would you be trying to get your finances in order? Would you be telling some people you love them? Would you be telling some people that you care about them? Would you be doing some other things to make it so that you felt that when you were gone, your memory was going to be a plus or a negative to the world? Or are you just going to be another one of those people that everybody goes to your funeral and then tells a whole bunch of lies? Or when it's too late to tell you what they think, now that you're dead, they're ready to tell you what they think. Life is a box of cherries or a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get, but you're going to get something. Is it what you want? Is it what you deserve? Are you willing to sacrifice the little so that you can have a lot? Are you willing to leave a legacy or debt? Are you willing to be the person that you were truly, honestly meant to be? This is Zurian of the Zurian Show. I hope that you liked the show. If you did, please, again, follow us and also share the show with someone that you think could benefit from what was heard and what was shared with you today. We wish you much success, and we hope that you have a great and wonderful day. Doesn't matter when you're listening. We're all with you. Take care, be well, and I wish you and yours every success. Farewell.